Let's check in with Lauren.
Yes. So we have a mom in Mom Squad who is sharing about her 9-year-old daughter with dyslexia and describes her superpower as being an empath. Says that she's really empathetic. She's everybody's friend. She has a talent for when there's a new student at school, she'll go and sit next to them and make fast friends. She also has a question. The school is, and the teachers have noticed that she's also very sensitive and is recommending that she get evaluated for anxiety and then seek therapy. And this mom is kind of has a question about this, like, is that the right course? She kind of elaborates just kind of what this anxiety looks like. Basically, you know, her daughter's very sensitive and she will cry if she thinks that someone else is in pain, and to the extent of like if her friend has a Band-Aid or the teacher has a Band-Aid or a cut, like she'll kind of, you know, just cycle on that and, you know, are you okay? And even to the point of tears. So she's just asking for some advice, like when do we know that a strength becomes kind of a liability? When do we seek some intervention? Do you have any advice?
I've got advice as a person with dyslexia and as a father, not as a psychologist or anything other. I mean, it's really all I am is just a dude with dyslexia that just is fed up with the school system. I know what you're talking about. I think that I wish there was funding available to study the correlation between people with dyslexia and high levels of compassion, empathy, or empath. I think it would be remarkable. And I don't know if that's hardwired in or if that's an experiential byproduct. As a parent, anxiety of our children is anxiety provoking for ourselves. And I think that, you know, one of the stigmas that was once associated with therapy has started to be torn down over generations. And I don't know if we're at a place yet where it's been destigmatized entirely. But there are a lot of cognitive behavioral therapies that allow people to navigate anxiety in a more proactive way. And if the family is able to afford it, and if the child doesn't feel as if they are going to be stigmatized for themselves or by others for attending therapy, I don't see anything wrong with exploring it. And I think the most important thing in the situation where if I was the parent, I would say to this incredible young woman, oh boy, you got an extra dose. You got an extra dose of this. Good news is there's a ton of professions that require this. Nurses, counselors, coaches, teachers. So great news. That ability to feel for others and understand their journey, awesome pre-job requisite. This is great news. However, for the time being, it must feel pretty overwhelming. And we want to get it to a place where it feels less overwhelming. You're not going to lose it, thank God, because remember, it could be a great job in your future. But for the time being, let's learn some techniques that allow you to not feel less, but manage the feelings you're feeling in a way that feels like you've got a little bit more control and provoke a little bit less stress or anxiety. So I think contextualizing all it first as a great attribute, and in the short term, something that we can give some structure and some scaffolding to help manage this superpower, you know, go to Spielberg, right? Or Lucas, right? It's like, Luke Skywalker got to go to Yoda, right? And the therapist is the Yoda that's going to tell him how to manage that lightsaber, right? You got to learn how to channel force, right? I don't know.
I love it.
My pop culture analogy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great advice. Thank you. We have several parents that are just resonating.
Sorry, one last thing. Your child, my son is this way as well about that ability to feel other people's things. One of the things that we do first to pump up my son, but second, because he's actually so good at it that we now turn to him, is going to your daughter and saying something like, "You're super good at feeling other people's feelings. I'm having an issue with my best friend. We're supposed to go out for coffee on Saturday. She kind of blew me off. I'm taking it personally," right? Going to her as the authority in the family and saying, like, what do you think I should do? How do you think I should manage it? Allowing the child to feel, and appropriately so, that they have a skill that you don't, and asking them literally for assistance, it'll blow your mind what she comes back with. And I'd be really surprised if she didn't give you a couple of pearls of wisdom that you actually use in daily life and be like, "Whoa, the force is strong with you, young lady."
That's great advice. I love that. Rebecca was just a lot of yeses throughout. She's yes, 100%. She's agreeing with everything that you're saying, and also your comments about our current educational system and, you know, kind of how that's designed. She also adds, "Dean, check out the Inley School in Scituate, which is in Massachusetts, I believe. While it doesn't have a dyslexia specific strand, the way they approach learning is so amazing for dyslexic students. Have you heard of that school?" And then we have a follow-up comment or a question about schools specifically. Have you heard of the Inley School?
No. Well, first of all, thank you, Rebecca, for the yes shout outs. Second of all, whoever wrote that about that school is, like me as a Massachusetts resident, loving the way you pronounce that town, Lauren.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
It's actually Scituate.
Scituate.
I'm not making fun of you because I have never pronounced a word correctly as a person with dyslexia. Remember, yeah. I'm on your side. We're laughing together, not at each other.
Right. I pronounced it phonetically.
Yes, perfectly, I might add. Mm-hmm. I don't know the school. I have no doubt that there is amazing innovation happening at this school. And there are schools that I come across frequently that are blowing the doors off this antiquated system. The biggest challenge I see is scaling innovative education and making it affordable, because unfortunately, dyslexia carries a huge financial burden. If the reading is going to be addressed appropriately, and the other resources. I will definitely check it out, and I'm excited. Thank you for mentioning it to me. Scituate.
Okay. Yes. I'll know that now. I was like, I had to Google it. I learned that it was in Massachusetts. So shout out to those residents, Scituateans. We have a follow-up question from a mom, Lisa, in Mom Squad. She has a 16-year-old son. She says that he's very athletically talented, although he doesn't have a particular sport. Skateboarding, snowboarding, soccer, anything he tries, he can do amazingly. She's asking for post-high school recommendations, either programs or colleges that you know of that particularly cater to a dyslexic thinking style.
That's a tough one. And there are, I know the landmark college, and I think it's in New Hampshire or Vermont. There's a landmark school also in New Hampshire or Vermont. It's an LD specific college university. I don't know a tremendous amount of universities and colleges that specialize. The good news is that the services provided, especially by smaller liberal arts colleges, tend to be growing at a very encouraging rate. When I, in 1991, entered onto the Bates College campus, a school representative came to me and said, "Okay, we're going to pay for a tutor, we're going to pay for a note taker, we're going to pay for somebody that you want to take share notes from." They told me all the accommodations they were prepared to finance as a person with an identified LD on that campus. So rather than naming a specific school, I would make it part of the college search process to find out what accommodations and learning resources are in place in those schools.
And we actually had a guest on very early on in LD Expert. Her company is called Royal Consulting, I believe. And so we can put that link in the chat. And that is exactly what she does, is she helps families who are looking for colleges for students who have had some learning challenges. So she would be a good resource there.
And then Amanda has a question. Do you feel testing can be done at any age? My son is 15. I only recently learned how to advocate for him to be tested, and I'm getting a lot of pushback from the school.
Yeah. Don't get me started. The short answer is that anybody can be diagnosed with dyslexia from basically 6 years old till senior citizen. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to change. It's not going to disappear. It also comes as no surprise that, majoritively speaking, public schools in particular are going to give a lot of pushback. And I won't get into the sinister underbelly of it all, but let's just say that it shouldn't be this way, but if you can afford a private evaluator, that's where you're going to get the most, the best evaluation. And unfortunately, that is an opportunity reserved for probably less than 1% of the global population. That in lies our greatest issue, which is that it is incredibly cost-prohibitive to get the proper diagnosis, and public education predominantly is not going out of their way to give you a dyslexic diagnosis. I'd kill them with kindness, and then there's a mom say, what was it? The mom group was called, what was it? I loved it earlier on. It was
mom
like
squad.
Mom squad. Call in the mom squad, right? Call, find your decoding dyslexia who is, state chapters around the country. They are hard pressed to take no for an answer. They know how to do it. Mm-hmm. Reach out to them.
Yeah. And one of the things about our dyslexic students is often they are very bright. They have good comprehension. They are savvy about finding ways to cover it, compensate. We had a senior in high school student who was brilliant at math, but really struggled with language arts. So, he just made deals with some of the girls in his classes. They did his language arts papers. He did their math. And, they find ways. And so it makes it look like they are not struggling the way you as a parent see. And so you really do have to advocate and spell it out and say, here's what I see, and here are the compensations. We need this to be evaluated so he can get some help.
The nice thing is that technique, right, as some of my colleagues refer to it as dating with dyslexia, meaning when they're in college, they used to find a young woman or a young man that was good at what they weren't good at and strike up a relationship, and that's how they got through college. The point being is those that adaptability, that is a skill. That is a skill that is coveted by most employers. And ironically, it's one of the perfect skills for the 21st century economy, because any sort of linear thinking is being taken over by AI or outsourced, right? Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing compensation skill, but it should not gloss over the recognition of genuine struggle, because then you can address that and it no longer becomes a struggle. It becomes, at best, it's leveled that aspect of the playing field, and then true benefits can shine through.
Right.
Mm. Absolutely. Well, that's it for the questions that I see, unless I've missed any. But Mom Squad, we mentioned, absolutely, that's our private Facebook group. You can always join Mom Squad. It's a community of parents of kids and teens with learning and attention challenges. You can get advice from other parents who get it and can be a squad for you and support you if you are, you know, battling the school or facing challenges within the school system or anything you're kind of going through with your child. Join our Mom Squad and get some support. You can find it in Facebook groups by searching the keywords SLC Mom Squad.
Stoll Learning Centers are open for both on-site and remote sessions and evaluations. We work with children and adults doing targeted brain training to permanently eliminate struggles associated with dyslexia, auditory processing, and other learning differences so that students can become independent learners and thrive in school. If you would like a free consultation for yourself or your child, give us a call or visit our website at stowellcenter.com. Thank you again, Dean.